the bracket breakdown today on It Takes Two.
We tackled condiments in this one, and man, oh man, were there some opinions. Let's start with what was up at the original. Ketchup, honey mustard, mayo, sweet Thai chili. By the way, mayo slash Miracle Whip. Those two got put together.
We put them together. Don't come at us.
Garlic parmesan, hot sauce, barbecue sauce, and ranch.
Now, hold on. I do want to say that this was an interesting bracket because it had a lot of heat when we started. Like, it had a lot of steam. Kind of waned until the champion. Second round was a little bit meh. People didn't seem very excited about the second round. But then the champion round?
I think the reason people got so invested is they wanted us to clarify. They had questions that we weren't ready to answer. So, like, barbecue sauce, that's too generic. Even your husband, Amy, was calling and or texting you and giving you guff and saying, like, listen, are we talking about store ranch? Are we talking about bottled ranch? Are we talking about restaurant ranch? Are
Just
we talking
ranch.
About...
Just ranch.
If it's got the word ranch in it,
that's what we're talking
constitutes
about.
In it. Yeah. It's a catch-all.
Okay. So here's how it went down. First round.
Ketchup and honey mustard. Ketchup takes it easy.
Second round.
Mayo and Miracle Whip versus sweet Thai chili. Mayo, Miracle Whip, again, takes it easily.
So mayo and ketchup come out on the first side of the bracket. We go to the other side to get the second round contenders. Garlic parmesan beats out hot sauce.
Which, to be honest, I was a little surprised
at. Too.
I thought hot sauce is kind of generic and people like things spicy, but garlic parm was there. And garlic parm had a good showing the entire time. And did you notice how people spelled out parmesan with it? They
yes,
weren't just
going to
do garlic parm. Garlic parmesan, the whole thing.
And then in the last round of the first round, I guess, the last
heat
of the first round. We're really bad at the bracket thing. That's why we do condiments instead of basketball games.
Yeah.
But ranch beat out barbecue sauce. So then you get to the second round. Ketchup beats out mayo. Ranch beats out garlic parm. And now we've got the championship round. And it is, as we predicted, ketchup versus ranch.
Right. And at the beginning, I put that I said what should win and what will win was going to be ranch.
Yeah.
I thought the Midwesterners, there's no way they're not going to let ranch.
I was right there with you.
Bingo. We were both wrong. Sarah Heinrich actually predicted it correctly from the very first heat and said ketchup will take it. Ketchup ends up, I wouldn't say, you know, it's a trouncing, but it was a much stronger showing than ranch. Ranch lovers were still there, but the ketchup lovers were like, yep, we've got it. And
I
then
love that.
Some people argued that the reason being ranch is a dressing, ketchup is a condiment.
Oh, come on. You guys were not putting that much thought in. Actually, you were putting more thought into these condiments than we had ever thought you were going to think about them. And so
I've also never seen a bracket that leaves Amy in such distress.
Yeah,
she was.
I thought it was ranch.
Yeah.
I
know you
ranch.
Did. Did you put money
the
on it?
Or
did Vegas have some odds for you and you just lost your mortgage? I don't know what happened.
Until the next bracket on It Takes Two with Amy and Jamie.